Welcome to Amit Sehgal Telegram. A lot happening today, April 24, 2025. Where do we even begin? I guess with the somber news of Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Absolutely. The images from the Kiryat in Tel Aviv, everyone standing still for the siren, incredibly powerful. And the juxtaposition of that with the news from Gaza, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, the report about the Israeli Air Force bombing the Hamas and Islamic Jihad building in Jabalia. Chilling. Especially with the swastikas painted on the walls. A stark reminder of hate, even on a day dedicated to remembering its victims.
Definitely. And then you have Eli Sharabi at Auschwitz, speaking about the eternal existence of the Jewish people and the hope for the return of the captives held in Gaza. A very poignant message.
Speaking of Gaza, the chief of staff's statement is pretty strong. He's talking about escalating operations significantly if there's no progress on the return of the hostages. Sounds like things could get a lot worse.
It does. And on the political front, Netanyahu's request for an extension to submit his affidavit to the Supreme Court and then the court granting it, what do you make of that?
Interesting. It seems like a small detail, but it's happening against the backdrop of so much else. The Attorney General's statement about not having a conflict of interest with Ronan Barr, that whole situation is just weird.
Agreed. And what about the controversy surrounding Amir Kochavi's comments at the Hod HaSharon Holocaust Remembrance Day ceremony? Lieberman calling on Lapid to condemn the remarks, others praising him. It's quite divisive.
Yeah, I see. And then there's the incident with the bottles thrown at Ben-Gvir in Yale. It feels like every day brings a new wave of tension.
It really does. Even the news about the wildfires near Beit Shemesh being under control feels like a small respite in a storm of events.
It does. And let's not forget the ongoing legal saga with Jurich and Feldstein, the police appealing their release from house arrest, and then the district court overturning the magistrate's decision. It's a lot to keep track of.
You're telling me. And then there's the report about the arrest of the terror infrastructure commander in Nablus. It never ends.
It seems not. And on a somewhat lighter note, Omri Caspi lighting a torch. That's good news, at least.
It is. A bit of positivity amidst all the chaos. Although, even that is being overshadowed by the political back and forth. Bennett's tweets about Haaretz, Smotrich's comments about Super. It's exhausting.
You know, it's a lot. From the deeply serious to the utterly absurd, it's a whirlwind of news today. And sadly, we also have to acknowledge the fallen soldier in Gaza. Our thoughts are with his family.
A tragic loss.
Well, that about covers it for today, folks. Thank you for joining us on Amit Sehgal Telegram. Until next time, stay safe and informed. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.